What is up, motherfuckers? Welcome back to the podcast. So, as usual, you know me, talking about events and stuff that has recently been happening. So, today we are going to talk about the events that I love personally so far from 2024. And we're gonna talk about Coachella. So get ready, tune in, buckle up, and relax to listen to me, your favorite host, Kega Jason, aka Jason K, aka your friend, aka whatever you wanna call me. And let's get into this episode. So, basically, I don't know what events... Okay, we shall conclude with the events I missed. But, for now, we will be just hanging out for a chat. And, guys, this is important. If you're listening from wherever you're listening from, thank you. And I would like to hope that you can leave a review on the episodes so that I know if I'm doing a good job, what parts I should improve, and yeah, basically that. So... basically, yeah, leave a review, please. If you don't, that's fine. If you like the episodes, download them, whatever, or listen to them wherever you're listening from, thank you. And leave a review on IMDb, plus follow us on Instagram, subscribe to our YouTube. Follow me, the host, on Instagram at KegaJason, or Twitter, or Snapchat, or even Patreon. So, yeah, basically, for those of you who do not know what Coachella is, Coachella is actually Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival. Coachella is an annual music and arts festival, which is usually held at Empire Polo Club in Indio, California. In the Coachella Valley, which is also located in the Colorado Desert. It was co-founded by Tollett and Rick Van Santen in 1999 and is organized by Golden Voice, a subsidiary of AEG Presents. So it usually happens at around April 11th to 20th. And... it is held in three locations, which are Empire Polo Club in Indio, California, and first of all, I'll answer some questions. Okay, most people ask why, okay, why is Coachella already answered? And why? Okay, why Coachella happens? It is basically showcasing popular and established artists, musical artists, sorry, as well as emerging artists and reunited groups like the Jonas Brothers, blah, blah, blah. How much does it cost to go to Coachella? Well, Tickets are usually $499 to $1,000, depending on the Coachella year, I think. So, yeah. How do people get to Coachella? Coachella has a small list of airports, which the first is the Palm Springs Airport. So yeah. What's the capacity of Coachella? It is 125,000. Attendance 250,000. And yeah, basically that. So, what else do you want to know? First of all, Coachella has recently been live streaming on YouTube, on X, basically everywhere. So yeah, Coachella has, in my opinion, been giving. So yeah, it has always been the best for me, if only I could go. So if there are any sponsors who would like to hit me up, I am here, I am ready. Get for me. All I need are tickets. Tickets and a place where I'll be staying. So if there are any sponsors listening, hit me up, please. I am ready. So, another thing is my voice has been okay. I got some cough, but I am on the journey of healing, and that is why my voice sounds scratchy-ish. So anyway, let's get into Coachella performances. So basically, people who performed at Coachella were mainly Lana Del Rey, Tyler the Creator, Doja Cat, Ice Spice, who else? Yeah, basically those three were the main performances of Coachella. So yeah, that'll summarize my talk for Coachella. So we're gonna talk about the trending events that have been taking place this year that I find very, very entertaining. So yeah, let's get into that. So the best events of 2024, in my opinion, are the Golden Globes, the Oscars, and the People's Choice Awards. The Vanity Fair Awards, in my opinion, were not the best. Loved the Glambots, by the way. And yeah, those are the three events I have been loving this year. So anyways, thank you so much for listening. And I will see you bitches next episode. And also go listen to the recent episode about predicting fashion trends of 2024. Thank you. Follow me. Follow the podcast. And I will see you another time.